guys have probably noticed that there are little cards in your pews, little green cards, and they have a question on them. Forget the question. In one sentence, what did you hear in today's homily? So as part of my deacon pastoral summer here in Shelbyville, I'm supposed to get feedback for some of my homilies from the parishioners. And then I'll meet with my preaching coach down at St. Minard. We'll meet over Zoom, and we'll discuss my homily and the feedback that you guys give me. And the point of this question is just to make sure that my message is clear, so that what I'm trying to get across is getting across to you guys. So if you guys would not mind filling the sheet out, I put pins in the pews. Most pews only have one pin, so if you guys could share. And then you can leave the cards in the pews when you're done, or if you want, you can put them in the collection basket. Either way, they'll come back to me. So I appreciate you guys doing that. I was a little surprised reading today's gospel a few days ago, because today is the Feast of Corpus Christi. It's the Feast of the Body of Christ. It is the feast which celebrates the fact that our Lord, the Son of God, has a human body. And from the moment of the incarnation and forever in the future, our Lord has a human body. And that body is the doorway to heaven for us. Everything that comes to us from God comes to us through his body. It is how we get to heaven. It is how we receive his grace. And he gives us this body every day in the Eucharist. He gives us his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And so I was surprised when I read today's gospel reading, that we do not hear anything about our Lord's body. The gospel is not about his body and blood. He does not transform normal food in today's gospel into his own body and blood. Instead, what he does is he multiplies normal food, bread and fish, into enough food to feed thousands and thousands of people. And so it was an amazing miracle, and it really happened. But in the end, he fed them with what is merely bread and fish, merely normal food. And what is even more surprising about our gospel today, it being the Feast of Corpus Christi, is that the crowds ate this food, and it says that they were satisfied. So the crowds ate normal food, not the body and blood of our Lord, but normal earthly food, and they were satisfied. To be satisfied means to be content. It means to seek nothing more than what you have. And the crowds ate normal loaves of bread and fish and were satisfied. And so on this feast in which we celebrate food that is anything but normal, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, we are told in our gospel about people who ate normal food and were satisfied. The crowds of people in today's gospel who ate normal food and were satisfied are a lot like people today. They're a lot like most of us today. Because people today seem to be satisfied with consuming normal food. They think that they are satisfied with consuming the things of this world, with things which are not holy, which do not elevate the soul to God, which keep the soul attached to the earth. We try to let the things of this world satisfy us. We think they will, and we are always wrong. They never really satisfy us. And they don't satisfy us because we were not made just for this world. We were made for heaven. We were made to be in communion with God for all eternity. This is who we really are. And so we cannot really be satisfied with the things of this world, with normal food. And so I think that the problem that we have today is that people are actually too easily satisfied. The problem is not that they desire too much, but that they desire too little. They are too easily satisfied. They are satisfied with normal food, with the things of this world, which cannot really satisfy. Like the crowds in today's gospel, people today eat normal food and are satisfied. Our gospel today has a deeper meaning than just being about the multiplication of the loaves and bread. There is a deeper meaning to this sign which our Lord performs. And this deeper meaning is a sign of the gift which he is soon to give to the church, which is the gift of his own body and blood, the gift of the most holy Eucharist. In the same way that he multiplies loaves and fish in today's gospel, he multiplies the gift of the Eucharist throughout the centuries to feed Christians, throughout the world to feed millions of souls every Sunday, and to feed all of us gathered here today. The miracle of the loaves and fish is a sign of the miracle of the Eucharist. And since this is true, then this also means that the crowds in today's gospel really signify us. We are the crowds in today's gospel. We are the ones who are fed by Christ, not with normal food, not with merely bread and fish, but we are fed with his own body and blood in the Eucharist. We are the crowds in today's gospel, and we are fed with Jesus himself. And so the words from the gospel, "they all ate and were satisfied," can really and truly be said about us. Today's feast of Corpus Christi, we celebrate the amazing fact, the amazing truth, which is that God has provided us with food that is truly satisfying. And it is not normal food. It is not like the things of this world, which we consume and which do not really satisfy us, which keep us attached to this earth. This food raises us above the earth. And because we were made for heaven, because we were made for union with God, this food is truly satisfying. And our Lord multiplies this food every day. He multiplies this food throughout the world, throughout the centuries, to satisfy souls. Today we are called to not be too easily satisfied. We are called to not settle for normal food. We are called to not be satisfied with things which do not elevate the soul to God. We are called to not be content with what is less than God, because our Lord has provided the means for us to be fed with heavenly food, with the food from heaven, with God himself. He has given us the means to do this, and this means is the body of Christ. May we never be satisfied with anything less than God himself. And may we come to seek our satisfaction in nothing less than the body of our Lord.